a cracking contest at Newcombe Sand and Soil Oval. It may be one of the games of the year, and it'll be hard to top. 16-13-109 Anglesey over Newcombe, 17-5-107. The Roos coming from 13 points down at half time to overrun the Power and pick up their second win of the season. The coach of the Roos is Paul Nigro. He's been good enough to join us. Paul, you don't like these close finishes, do you?
Not every week, Tom. 3 weeks in, and two close ones have gone our way, and we went down by a couple of kicks against Barwon Heads. So, yeah, it just shows the evenness of the competition, which was predicted by most at the start of the year.
Yep. Was the standard of play as good as the score reflects? You know, 33 goals kicked between the two clubs?
Yeah, look, post-match talking to players and spectators, it was a very good spectacle, and that's probably as good as I've seen Newcombe play in the last 4 or 5 years that I've been involved in the Ballerine, and they played some very, very good football.
Take us through the frantic final few minutes. How did it unfold, and how did you find yourself in front?
Yeah, we gave them 5-goal start, obviously, in the first quarter, and we reeled them in a couple of times to get to within that sort of 2-2.5 kicks, and to their credit, they defended that most of the day, and we finally hit the front. It was probably about the 23-minute mark of the last quarter, and that would have been the first time all day. Newcombe had led all day, and we hit the front, and I thought, well, just one more and we might be able to get away with it. But again, to their credit, they kicked two in a couple of minutes and got back out to 11 points and was looking, we needed clean footy, and we got a clean break and got one back quickly and poked our bib in front with about, 60, 90 seconds to go, and hung on from there. So it was frantic, and we got a little bit lucky. It rolled our way. Newcombe were obviously pretty disappointed with not getting the 4 points. And, they worked damn hard leading, for 98, 99% of the contest. As I said, they played some very good footy, and we had to our credit, we dug deep and just, found the line at the right time when we needed to. Yep. Credit to the resilience and what we put out late.
Yep. Is it a win that you know the importance of now, or we won't fully know the importance of until later in the year when, top three and top five spots are being decided?
Oh, I think I said round one when I had a chat to you, Tom, there's going to be quite a few of these 8-point contests, and every win is going to count. Every little thing's going to matter. So, we're delighted to be 2-1, having got through two close ones, and absolutely it'll matter at the pointy end, 100%.
Yep. Jordan Erskine kicked 7. How much of an influence did he have in that final 10, 15 minutes of the contest?
Yeah, he certainly produced a very good, came into the game well into the second, late in the second quarter, and had a very good second half, and we certainly mixed things up a little bit, and his presence, and we rolled Dale forward in the last quarter as well, so we were trying to win the game, not defend it. So his influence, he kicked 7 and missed a couple, but influence was terrific.
Jack Elliott's early into his tenure at Anglesey after coming across from East Geelong. Is that combination between he and Jordan just still a work in progress, a bit like what Hawkins and Cameron may well be at Geelong?
We're happy with where we're at. We're still working on a couple of things, absolutely. We haven't got it 100% right yet, but the capabilities of what that forward line and what we can produce moving forward is pretty exciting. There's other foils in there as well, but Jack's a live wire, and you've got Blake Grant, Brent Lynch, Jordan Harrison when he comes back in. He missed yesterday. And our small forwards in there as well. So, we're capable of kicking that 100 points, all things going well most weeks.
Lewis Beers, not one of the highest profile recruits coming into the competition, but has come from a quality league. And talking to people around the competition, he's impressed through the first couple of weeks, and once again, impressive yesterday.
Yeah, he's had a great fortnight of footy. He got a little bit of a knock in round one, and probably below his best by his standards, but he knows where to go. He knows how to play football, and coming from Heidelberg, obviously a Division 1 Northern footy league. He knows how to play the game, and he fitted in very well. And he's very versatile in where he can play as well, which is great for us.
You didn't have Ash Caldwell against Barwon Heads, but he returns to the side yesterday. Did you ruck him yesterday? And I suppose how much did you miss him against Barwon Heads? Was that reflected yesterday with his performance?
Yeah, Ash is one of those very versatile players, and he started forward, and things didn't go our way early, so that happened pretty quickly. And yeah, his influence as a mobile ruckman is significant. We've got young Tom working in there as well, and he's a work in progress, but he's got a good leap, and he'll mature in time as well as we move forward.
Yep. Dale Kerr had a wonderful cricket season. I'm not sure how much you saw him at pre-season training, but if he's going to perform well early in the season, you're probably happy for Anglesey's cricketers to go deep and he just roll in late March, early April.
Never ideal. I'm always having a sly crack at Dale, but his pre-season's been pretty good, to be fair, and he's just a natural at sort of whatever sport he takes up. Cricket's obviously his number one passion, but I'm sure deep inside there's something he wants to tick off in the footy world with a team as well. So he's very much a guide to how we're going, and when he's going well and working hard through the middle, we're getting plenty of good looks.
On the injury front, how'd you go yesterday, Paul? Did you get through okay?
Yeah, first week we've sort of chopped and changed for a couple of weeks, but nothing significant that I'm aware of just yet, so I would think we're fairly clean bill of health going into next week.
Yep. Jordan Harrison, you touched on before, will he come back for the Queenscliff clash?
Yeah, he should. He should slide back in, and we'll assess Ryan Williams and Luke Rounds during the week to see where they're at as well.
Okay. What kept Williams and Rounds out?
Just slight niggles. Nothing too major. Only 1 or 2 weeks, so we'll just monitor that. But it's early, and as I said to all the guys, it's a long season. We're just going to have to be, diligent and smart with the way we handle those injuries at this stage. So, but no, nothing major.
Okay. Queenscliff next week provides an interesting challenge. They've been a bit of a roller coaster. Queenscliff, they're 0-3, but they were very good against Amos, and they led Barwon Heads at half time yesterday. So, at their best, you're going to cop a good Queenscliff side.
100%. We touched on that at the close yesterday. They're going to be very dangerous, particularly down there. So, we're not underestimating anyone. And if you're 5 or 10% off, you're going to find yourself either getting a whack or find yourself in trouble and trying to dig yourself out of a hole. So, we're well versed on Queenscliff, and we'll prepare accordingly and go there and hopefully get the chocolates. But we've got plenty of work to do down there yet.
Absolutely. Paul, good to talk. Congratulations on a win, a thrilling game, a 2-point victory. You're 2-1. Good position to be after 3 rounds and a winnable game next week against Queenscliff. Good luck.
Thank you, Tom. Good to speak. Have a good week.